This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, as we do, I've never stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. I don't pretend. I don't play a lawyer on TV or none of that nonsense. So when I need or I'm looking for a legal lens to look at things, I've sort of started going in this lady's direction. Her name is Paloma Cabana. She is an attorney at law. And I didn't even, when you sent me what you sent me, I didn't even bother reading into it too much. I want you to tell me what's going on.
Okay.
And by the way, before we start all of this, I got a very beautiful Christmas card from Paloma because she knows my address. You inspired me.
Oh.
I'm going to send out Christmas cards next year.
Still receive something personal.
Yeah, it is. Somebody sent me a Christmas card today in the on email, which was good. But I mean, when I get a Christmas card from a sponsor, a real Christmas card, or a Christmas card from a collaborator like you, I just sit back and go, "That's cool." I need to do that, too. I need to be a part of that. So, just so you know, I very much appreciated it. It's in a, if it's hanging on the refrigerator, that's the area of honor.
Oh, well, thank you. It is in our house, too. So, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad that you liked it.
I did. So, now that I have, I've gone both ways, which is sort of like throw it at you and then pull it back and soften it up a little bit. I know you've been taking a look at things, as you do, and I'd just like to know what you have discovered. What new revelations have you come up with?
Well, we are coming up towards the first anniversary of the events of January 6th, and it really has caused me over the last couple of weeks to pull back and look at the long view, and I don't know that my approach has changed very much since the first day, which was to say, wow, Congress, wow, FBI, wow, Department of Justice, y'all are so off track on what is going on here in America at this minute to create an event like January 6th. For me, it really has been a three-prong dynamic where A, B, C, right, of a triangle. The A leg is there was going to be a gathering in Washington, D.C. There were going to be speakers. There was going to be a march.
Sure. Happens all the time.
I mean, just classic elements protected by the First Amendment assembly and speech clauses. But then as the speaker credentials started climbing, then the crowd numbers starts climbing. And so by the time you get to the announcement that President Trump is going to speak, and at the ellipse, even the permitting through the Parks Service, suddenly it becomes much bigger, much more complicated. They even go to the point of Jumbotron and Secret Service having to get involved in that planning process. the B leg is really the same thing, but slightly different. As your speakers go up, you end up with private security. And you end up with this question that I've asked a couple times this year, which is, what's the difference between private security and militia relative to January 6th? Is that part of where the Oath Keepers got themselves confused in what the FBI was after? Because your sea leg absolutely and without question is the FBI. This is just classic FBI. They stir things up. They send in their own guys. They recruit confidential informants. They even have authority to tell their confidential informants, you know, you can do a little bit of stuff that's illegal. We can authorize you to do a little bit of stuff that's illegal.
But tell me how that works. Tell me how that works. How does it work to where somebody out there in law enforcement can tell somebody out there that isn't in law enforcement that you can do something illegal, and we will cover you for it? There's got to be some legal precedent out there, yeah?
It's more the culture and formation of the FBI, which we tend to think of as belonging to the president. But the FBI really belongs more to the Department of Justice as their investigatory arm. And so the DOJ is not going to prosecute the FBI for crossing the line. The DOJ is allowing FBI agents to engage in outright entrapment and activities that go beyond entrapment into actually designing the plot, offering the material, working through the specific executables to try to pull people across the line from words into action. It's almost as if the FBI is a bunch of kindergartners who are impatient. And they get in there and they say, oh, we hear these people getting together and meeting and talking. And someday they'll get around to doing something, so we want them to do it now so that we can catch them doing it. Is a little bit the dynamic that's going on there. And the DOJ just looks the other way. Particularly in the case of January 6th, where on the day, an attorney named Michael Sherwin is the guy in charge, and he says, let's run a shock and awe campaign. Let us arrest so many people by the head of the inauguration, that we chill all these domestic violence extremists in their tracks.
Domestic violence extremists. Let me ask you a question. I've been talking about this for a little bit. Now, being a member of law enforcement, like being a member of the military, is a little bit different because you don't take an oath to become a garbage collector. You don't take an oath to install cable. You take an oath, and when you take the oath, the implication is that you are accepting the powers of the state, the authority of the state, and in exchange, you're never going to do anything that's unconstitutional. And that the whole orders is orders is fine as long as they're constitutional orders. But when you start to get away from that and start approaching it in a more novel manner, you're actually going in the wrong direction, and you're usurping that power that was authorized by that oath to the people. Because while, you know, there's agency rules and regulations, but the oath is between the people and these agents of law enforcement, not their agencies. And somewhere in there, you know, I know that's sort of a quaint look at things. Oh, I can't, Bill's so quaint. He's still out there. He still believes in oaths. How quaint. maybe he believes in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny and all these other things, too. I don't know. But, hey, how quaint that is.
It's not a question of quaint. I took an oath as well.
Well, you hang on for me because we're coming up on the first break. I've planted this seed in your mind. I know that it's going to get water to get the best soil and everything in the next 5 minutes. I want to hear what you think about that when we get back. Paloma Capone, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law, and she was telling me, you know, and this got me started because she was telling me how they authorized things like doing something illegal and something to achieve their end, and I brought up the whole quaint suggestion that they took an oath.
And they did, and I did too as an attorney. For me, it's a little bit easier because the oath that I have taken allows me to identify a law that I believe is unconstitutional or unjust and go somewhere with that energy. I go to a courtroom. I go to my legislators. Congress is more than 90% attorneys. Attorneys go. And what we do when we go is we seek to change the law.
Right.
But I think it's not that easy if you are yourself a law enforcement officer. And we heard accounts from the day of January 6th. We see the videos. We see the photographs. Some officers held the line. Some officers yielded and backed up. There were no arrests made that day. To me, that's completely confusing because your hierarchy is saying, don't arrest anybody, even though we're telling you they are breaking the law by coming to the Capitol because we're telling you we're closing it off. Why have the officers there? Very confusing. DOJ, charge, then investigate. They are on their sixth superseding indictment issued November 18 against a group of roughly 20 persons who they accuse of being oath keepers. That first indictment was filed back January 27th of this year. They keep changing the allegations. They keep changing the actual crime of which they're charging people. Again, completely confusing. That is not constitutional in its approach. And I myself have asked the question on more than one public platform, how are certain of these attorneys not being disbarred? How is Michael Sherwin, leader of Shock and Awe, not being disbarred? Well, he slid off from the DOJ into private practice to go cash in his chips and make money. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice has not even given the Brady exculpatory materials. They are not following the Speedy Trial Act. Trial dates that were scheduled in July have now been pushed out to April. Look at a third category, prison guards. Prison guards, I have been reporting enhanced interrogation technique behavior against several of the incarcerated defendants. So
where did they learn that from?
Well, my sort of comment that you'll see in my second book that will be coming out this winter is the CIA taught the FBI well, and it simply keeps filtering down. I mean, we've been doing this for 20 years overseas. We've been doing this in the name of 9/11. We've been doing this even to Americans with drone strikes. And the American people have not talked about it. They have not sought to have any accountability. American courts have said you can't have access to the presidential preauthorized kill list and dismissed that case. Congress has said, in the name of national security, we can't release a whole number of files that the ACLU and even a little bit myself, not hugely, but Jamil Jeffers of the ACLU predominantly, pursued for two decades. His new book about the drone strike memos has many pages printed with complete blackouts in the name of national security. It's the only issue on which Senator Dianne Feinstein and I agree. Which is, we can't have a public policy conversation if we can't have the materials to even understand what is the metric by which you make your selection of who will be that target. So now we have January 6th, and we're seeing the same and similar iterations of what's been going on overseas for 20 years. And what is Congress trying to do? Just turn it into a circus. And the January 6th Select Committee is not even valid on its face. Start with that. And then they're doing everything behind closed doors. So more than 150 witnesses have supposedly gone before that committee. There's no transcripts available. It's not on C-SPAN. It's not on television. None of the documents are available. They have a website. They have a phone number. Nobody answers the phone. Go ahead. Everybody who's listening to Lock and Load Radio tomorrow, wake up. Give a call. Leave a message. It won't get returned. Because I've been calling saying, when am I going to get to see this? When am I going to get to look at this? Nobody gets back to me. So I'm not quite sure what eventually history is going to say is worse. The day of January 6th and the cultural and governmental forces that just all congealed at the same time and place for that to happen, or the aftermath, which really is our reveal of the fall from the Constitution that we have taken. So you're right on the money with the question, Bill. I don't disagree with you at all on the question.
So the, that forces a big question that, mm-hmm. I don't have enough time to ask it to you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll open with that when we get back. How do people find the book that's out there right now?
2ampatriot.com.
This little book is sort of it's a dive under the surface where you get to look at things as they are instead of what they allow to poke out above the surface. And as it seems to be evolving. And, seems to be evolving in a way that is a little troubling, not necessarily for the nation as a whole, because there is a solution to it. But I'm going to ask the question when we get back, and I'm going to get Paloma's take on it, because Paloma knows. I have full confidence that Paloma knows, no matter how outrageous my question may or may not be. So,
no pressure, Bill.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Travel headaches continuing across the country as flights are continuing to be delayed as COVID cases surge. FlightAware reporting more than 2,500 flights were canceled on Monday. This comes after more than 6,000 were canceled globally on Christmas Eve, Christmas, and the day after. The TSA saying they screened millions of passengers over the holiday weekend, the busiest time of year for air travel. This traveler at LaGuardia Airport in Queens, New York, tells Fox News she's no fan of being stranded at an airport.
It's frustrating because, you know, it's kind of scary and, you know, getting stranded at an airport.
President Biden back in Delaware after spending some time at the White House holding a conference call with governors. Biden saying more at-home tests are on the way. This is USA Radio News. The vaccine requirement for New York City goes into effect on Monday. The mandate requiring private sector employees to have at least one dose of a vaccine as of this week. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis joins Fox and Friends and says she's hopeful a couple of things happen that would eliminate the vaccine mandate.
Next week, we're going to get a new mayor here in New York City, and we're hoping that that mayor is going to revisit some of these policies, and the Supreme Court will be looking at the Biden mandate as well. So let's hope that things loosen up here and we focus more on treatment and therapeutics going forward.
A AAA survey of gas stations finds the national average price for regular is back below $3.29 a gallon. Prices are below $3 a gallon in 11 states. Oklahoma's statewide average of $2.86 a gallon is the nation's lowest. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And, well, let's just get there, shall we? So, we've got the FBI working in concert with the DOJ, and they are unconstitutional in every direction they turn the way they're executing what they're doing. They're manufacturing crime in some cases. They're actually instigating crime in some cases, like the Whitmer kidnapping thing they wanted to do. To get some people to say, we should kidnap her and take her out on a boat and bury her in a 55-gallon drum. And some guys, you know, some drunk guys on some natural, you know, some bush or something going, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, so they could arrest that guy. Everything they're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I know one way to stop them, but it's the worst way. But then the question becomes, where do we find the political will to stop them the best way? And that's my question to you.
And that's part of why you and I do what we do, is because what we are hoping is that out there in our listening audience are persons of strong moral fiber who continue to believe that America has the capacity to reach our constitutional aim. And I ran for Congress in 2005-2006 cycle because when I went in to vote in 2004, no one was opposing Congressman Jim Walsh, a long-serving congressman in upstate New York, who had voted in favor of the joint resolution that collapsed legislative branch authority to President Bush after 9/11. And I stood there in that voting booth and thought to myself, well, I am better than nobody. I am at the least going to run for Congress so that I can force the issues. It will result in some news coverage, no matter how small my campaign is. And, wow, we got a lot of news coverage. So, you know, it's part of why we're doing what we're doing. I am determined that why I keep up with this day after day on January 6th, someone is going to write the history of this event. And I'm determined there's going to be at least one accurate version out there. Because I'm hideously frustrated with the media not doing what I view as its job on behalf of citizens who are trying to live their day-to-day life. You host a show. You ask provocative questions. You're very well informed. You have many guests on the show well informed, and here's the dialogue. So I think the answer on how do we get through this without actually having an insurrection is we've got to work our way through the sludge. We've got to put in the shoe leather. We have to find good candidates and recruit them to run. Right now, candidates will say, I don't want to run in this toxic environment. Well, we're just going to have to get them through it. It's just a pain pill, if you will, that has to be taken. There's a lot of negative energy about what happened in the last presidential election. I get it. But we also need to be honest that the proof didn't end up in the courtrooms. There wasn't something for a judge to do because in 22 different lawsuits, it didn't make it into a courtroom.
Well, let's also be honest about something else, too. The Republicans in Congress never fought. A few of them stood up.
Yes.
But in mass, they never fought.
Yes.
They never fought. And they can't keep doing that.
I agree completely. There's a difference between being a moderate and being a pushover. Moderate can be quite helpful to a conversation. Pushover, or someone who is a Republican who should be a Democrat, just like a prosecutor, a district attorney, who really should be defense counsel, as opposed to running for office saying, I want to be your district attorney so that no crimes will be prosecuted. Okay, you're in the wrong job, right? You're running as a Republican, but you are holding Democratic ideals. You are hanging out, if you will, on the vote counts with the Democrats. Be a Democrat. That's all. I mean, to me, on the big picture, there are so many things that are just simple if people are honest and upfront about their goals. We're still going to have debates. There's still going to be more than two parties, two dominant. But if you're going to be in office, use that office for the good of the people. Term limits would be super helpful. But we've got what we've got at the moment. And so to your point, yeah, I'd love to go and throw a desk out a window. Absolutely. There are days I am that frustrated. It's amazing my own desk doesn't go out the window. But
you know,
that's not really going to give us the results that we're after. Much the same way that I have insisted since the beginning, this was never an insurrection. This was never about overturning Congress to the point that some new government got installed or some new constitution got written. The A prong of my triangle is a lot of energy that has nowhere else to go because the legislators are not doing their job. Congress is as much to blame as anyone for what happened on January 6th.
Congress, they could have, if I were a member of Congress, first of all, if I were a member of Congress, I'd be carrying a gun in Congress, just like Chuck Schumer. You know, Chuck Schumer carries a gun every time he's in Congress. So I'd be Chuck Schumer in there, and in the interim, in the event that something like that had occurred. Now, my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, he suggested that we've given you guns, you should perhaps use them. My staff would not be a bunch of college graduates. I'd have a couple of guys. I would go looking for some spec ops guys who were, and they're very highly intelligent right. guys. I mean, they can be quite adaptive, and I can turn them into political operators and get them out there and maybe have two or three of those guys. And in that event that kind of thing goes down, I'm saying, all right, guys, we're going to go out and be amongst the people. Kid up accordingly, just in case. And then we're going to go out there, and I'm going to say, people of America, what are you doing? You're trashing your house. What are you doing here?
Yes. And how interesting is it that you say that, because there isn't a single member of Congress in any of these hearings who has asked each other, why didn't one of us take to the steps to ask for calm? It seems that the way that the January 6th Select Committee is falling to pieces at the moment is that 150 witnesses later, they seem not to have the smoking gun they were looking for somebody to say President Trump ordered the events of January 6th. So now they're having to shift their narrative to he didn't stop the events of January 6th. Right? Here comes Cheney saying, well, you know, I think we're going to have to consider a crime that he failed to stop the events. You're an equal branch of government, Cheney.
Well, I mean, they were there.
Sister, okay. Where were you to step out front and say,
we can
calm down.
We're going to pull that one apart at the seams. When we come back, we're coming up on the next break. How do they find the book that's out right now again?
2ampatriot.com.
The reason I don't have Paloma on more often because it taxes my blood pressure medication. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We've been pulling apart. So, and we'd gotten to the part now to where Liz Cheney is out there thinking that President Trump should have found the nearest phone booth and pulled on the Superman suit and flown from the ellipse to wherever they were breaching the building, and came down, you know, landed softly and gracefully and said, "Citizens, do not give in to the mob mentality." And then everybody would have stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we know that those people were seated with a few provocateurs in there that were egging everything on. I mean, if Trump was that omnipotent to where he could stop a riot or a fracas or whatever you want to call it, not an insurrection, but whatever you want to call it, it was if
riot or chaos, I think, is a, you know, with small letters, is a proper description.
Well, I mean, prior to this point, I mean, the Pentagon is right down the street, right? I mean, one of those generals could get out there. You know, they got colonels that are bringing coffee. There's somebody there that could order National Guards there in place. I don't know how long it would take them to mobilize and get it in place.
Oh, no, but we discussed this. The Washington, D.C. mayor is who is responsible for there would be no National Guard for hours.
Right.
The Pentagon top brass were with her, literally, physically, with her. As if we had no other national security issues at all in the entire world that day, that minute.
Yes.
They had to go get her approval. So, yeah, I mean, we can do that again, or people can dial up our prior episode where we did it, you know, in great detail. But listen, this was Congress. People weren't storming the White House. Where was the leadership in Congress to step forward? I keep hearing that everyone was so afraid, but in all fairness, Bill, I would be 15 years in Congress at this point had I been elected and reelected. I'm a female.
take whatever gender, you know, comments you want to make to that. I would have been unarmed, but that would have been a valid route. I mean, I get it that there will be listeners who will absolutely be saying this is the number one crazy thing I've said this whole year. And perhaps it is. But to me, again, 20 years Congress has left the joint resolution in place. 20 years Congress has been saying, oh, Mr. President, please help and save us. We're too weak to take care of things. And I'm just so done with that. I would have been bringing a bill to revoke that joint resolution every single term I was in office were I there. Because Congress has to remember it's an equal branch. It had the USCP. It had United States Capitol Police. It has its own police force. Where is the question of who said don't arrest anyone? Where is the issue of why didn't Capitol Police escort Speaker Pelosi to a place of authority within the building?
Well, I mean, I looked at the way I saw these guys regarding this, and it's typical of what the leftists would do. It's typical of the way they would plan, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I saw an article the other day on Newsweek where they're saying if Trump doesn't get elected, we're going to attack. Attack what? What are we going to attack?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to attack the Capitol? Do they understand
the
what that
didn't show up?
I mean, weren't even registered.
I'm sure.
I'm sure if we had a target picked out, individuals, that would be one thing. But the fact of the matter is, an attack is 5% Rambo and 95% logistics.
The other issue too, and I have raised it. I've got a blog, in fact, that's titled 5 Days in January on my website at 2ampatriot.com. Congress was scheduled to go on recess. And so another driving factor on why they wanted that electoral count finished is they weren't going to be there. The law provides for 5 days to count those ballots. They could have left and left for the night.
Sure.
They could literally have said, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we hear you. We hear you. Let us take a moment. Speaker Pelosi is now going to go on national television and explain to you the process and how it is that we're moving forward and why we're moving forward the way that we are. We know there are going to be objections to 5 states. That was apparently the original listing. The Constitution and the law allows for this. There are lawsuits pending. There were still a few at the time, and this is how we're going to work through this. It might seem confusing to you. We have not had to do this before in U.S. history, but there is already in place a legal fail-safe for such an odd circumstance. And not one member of the House or the Senate took that opportunity. They have the bully pulpit. Are you kidding? If somebody had called NBC and said, put me live, they would have put them on. Don't tell me that they couldn't get their voice out to the American people. That's rubbish. They didn't have a voice to use because they view themselves as second to the president, and that's not how the Constitution is set up. But that's the mentality that they've put themselves into over the last 20 years.
I do wish I knew how to fundraise. I would run for Congress. We got one guy here in South Carolina that needs to go, Tom Rice.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't live in his district, so I would have to, displace somebody here. And, you know, but I would go there. It would be a different look altogether.
It would be a different look. You're unafraid of the issues. Right?
I'm not afraid of the, and I'm not afraid. I don't care. If, you know, look at the squad on the Democratic side. I mean, they thwart Pelosi every time they turn around.
Yes.
She can't control them. And I mean, on the Republican side, if I'm on the Republican side and say McCarthy's the guy and he's out there saying, listen, we're going to teach you how to play ball. And I'm just going to be like, listen, I played Little League when I was a kid. I already know the rules. I'm going to lunch. Would you care to join me?
And this may be the only positive thing that I say about AOC. So, you know, listeners, excuse me in advance, but is it for Pelosi to control her? She holds a seat. She has been reelected. We need to not be afraid of the adversarial process. We need to not be afraid that members of Congress disagree with each other. I get it that there's a position called majority whip and minority whip, which is really the cool power kind of behind the throne thing. However, each individual representative is supposed to be representing the people of their district. And if the people of their district, for example, in upstate New York, support the Second Amendment, guess what? They do allow votes by representatives from upstate New York in favor of certain bills that the downstate delegation from New York City votes against.
Right.
Why? Because the job is to represent your constituents.
Like Joe Manchin.
Yes.
Like Joe Manchin.
Yes.
We're running out of time. I want to take this moment to thank you for the years worth of collaborating we have done. For the weekend show that you've done with me twice, Gun Owners News Hour, and for the very unique perspective, which I cannot supply. I told somebody the other day, if you want to talk about a topic and you don't know what you're talking about, you better bring somebody on that does know what they're talking about. And to that end, you have filled the bill, fit the bill, defeated the bill, and... I just want to thank you for your participation. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bill, and to the listeners for allowing a deeper dive into the conversation and an alternative point of view in a highly charged arena at the moment. So, yes, happy Christmas, as they say in England. I am standing right now in my little antique store doing the show today. Very sparkly. And I hope our listeners and you and your wife, Bill, have lovely holidays.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. Hour number three is inbound. It's going to be the weaponized one with Akita Bussey and an old friend of mine, Gene Higdon, Mean Gene Leather. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.